WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The Boar's Head plant in eastern Virginia, tied to numerous deaths from listeria, repeatedly violated federal health and safety regulations. UVA researchers pursue a drug that could help weakened hearts regenerate. And as the spouses of the Democratic presidential and vice presidential candidates visit Virginia, we take a historical perspective on such trips. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, August 30th. The Boar's Head deli meat plant in eastern Virginia, tied to a deadly food poisoning outbreak, repeatedly violated federal regulations. The Associated Press reports that includes instances of mold, insects, liquid dripping from ceilings, and meat and fat residue on walls, floors, and equipment. Government inspectors logged 69 instances of noncompliance with federal rules in the past year, including several in recent weeks, according to documents released through federal Freedom of Information Act requests. The plant in Jarrett, that's near Petersburg, is closed until it can demonstrate it can produce food safely. The CDC says at least 9 people nationwide have died, and about 50 have been hospitalized due to the listeria outbreak. Millions of Americans suffer from heart failure, a condition where the heart is damaged and cannot supply the body with enough oxygen. At the University of Virginia, scientists are hoping to find a drug that could help hearts to regenerate. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman has details.
When people suffer a heart attack or some other medical condition, parts of that essential muscle are destroyed.
One of the most basic truths about the heart is that it can't regenerate after a heart attack.
Jeffrey Sosserman is a professor of biomedical engineering and cardiovascular medicine at UVA.
But if we compare our hearts to newborn babies in humans or mice, or to certain fish and newts that can regenerate all of their life, we're trying to now understand what's different about our cells. Is there a way that we can somehow unlock this caged potential to regenerate human heart cells?
To do that, he and his research team treated heart cells in the lab with thousands of drugs already approved by the FDA for other conditions, then used artificial intelligence to analyze the results.
To analyze thousands of images, looking for an increase in the number of heart muscle cells over time. The computer can count, millions and millions of cells much better than we can.
Those that showed promise were then studied, again using AI, to look for patterns of progress. The group has now narrowed its search to 5 medications and hopes to begin testing in laboratory animals. It's working with the drug company AstraZeneca, and while Sosserman admits it's a long shot, success could end the need for heart transplants and other drugs used to treat heart failure. I'm Sandy Hausman.
This weekend, the spouses of the Democratic candidates for president and vice president will campaign in the Commonwealth. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has some historical perspective.
Perhaps the most colorful example of a spouse of a presidential candidate hitting the campaign trail was the Lady Bird Express, a whistle-stop tour that started at the Alexandria train station and headed south in October 1964. Lady Bird Johnson was hoping to counter resistance to the Civil Rights Act, which President Lyndon Johnson signed into law that summer.
As I rode along and looked out the window, it's easy to see why Virginians love this land so much.
When the Lady Bird Express arrived in Richmond, Congressman Vaughn Gary introduced a surprise guest.
It is my very pleasant duty now to present to you your great Lieutenant Governor Mills Godwin and Mrs. Godwin.
Congressman, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, we have had a delightful trip down from Alexandria.
Mills Godwin had been a leader in the state Senate in the massive resistance movement that shut down public schools rather than integrate them. So his appearance on the Lady Bird Express was a surprise to conservative Democrats. But he used that appearance to curry favor with Democrats who supported the Civil Rights Act, building a coalition that got him elected governor the next year. I'm Michael Pope.
And finally today, you've attended a football game at Virginia Tech's Lane Stadium in the last couple of decades. You know that this song, Metallica's Enter Sandman, has been a staple. Now, new Metallica merchandise is available for Virginia Tech Hokie fans to show off their school spirit. The band struck a partnership with the school to sell T-shirts and hats that reference the iconic lyrics from the football team's walkout song. Partnership is with the athletics department, the marketing team, the Office of Licensing and Trademarks, as well as artist Stephen White, whose drawing of the Hokey Bird appears on some shirts. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Friday.